Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio. Today we have joined us for our special author spotlight, Shanika Canty. Welcome, Shanika.
Hi, Latrice. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is always a pleasure to have you on our Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. So, you are working on another novel, and it's a follow-up to your first book, but this is it's titled Their Vow 2, The Journey of Nyla and Benjamin. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Their Vow is a short story series that I started in the winter of last year. It took me some time because I had other projects I was working on in between. But right now, I am working on Their Vow, book two, Nyla's and Benjamin's journey. The first book was just, you know, introducing Nyla and Benjamin and their situations. But in book two, we're going to get, you know, a little more detailed, a little more personal. And, you know, Nyla and Benjamin, they're going to start, you know, getting more close, more intimate with God. And that's the whole basis of the book, is just following these two individuals who are both, you know, dealing with their vows that they made to God, and their heart's desire is to keep that vow that, you know, God is going to honor, because it, you know, they're being obedient, and we all know that obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'm excited. It's scheduled to be released summer of this year. I don't know which date exactly, but, you know, stay tuned to my social media pages because I'll be dropping it very soon. So I'm definitely excited about that.
Okay, that's nice. We're looking forward to it. So is there a particular message that you want the audience to walk away after they read Their Vow Book 2, the journey of Nyla and Benjamin?
Yes, the main message I want all of my readers to take away from it is that no matter what you may have gone through in life, you know, just keep growing closer to God, because he always has us, no matter what, you know, standing strong on Romans 8:28 and just knowing that all things work out for our good, because, you know, we love the Lord, whether it's the good or the bad, but, you know, the good always outweighs the bad. And just knowing that the person who's meant to be in your life is going to be there, whether from personal to professional. And, you know, just encouraging everyone to, you know, wait on God and stand strong on whatever promise he has told them. So that's the main message I want my readers to walk away with.
Okay, sounds good. So do you have any favorite authors of your own that you just adore? Can you name three?
The late and great Dr. Miles Monroe, may his soul continue to rest in heavenly peace. I would just say, I know I'm supposed to have three, but I would just say he's, like, my favorite author. You know, he touches on everything, you know, gaining more godly wisdom, to talking about the true definition of being a citizen of the kingdom of God. He also has, I didn't even know he wrote relationship books. He has one book that I just adore called Waiting and Dating, and Unleashing Your Potential. And his messages, you know, we're meant for this time that we're in. And I just respect his work. And, you know, he's truly encouraging. I consider him a mentor of mine, even though it's through, you know, YouTube videos and sermons and reading his book. So that's, like, the top author that, I mean, if he was alive, it would be an honor to work with him.
Okay. I have a couple of his books, so I know what you mean, girl.
Okay.
So now you are a part of a author's club called Synergy Network Worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about being a part of that, and what are the benefits to being a part of a club like that for authors or aspiring authors?
Yes. The visionary founder, her name is Margie Santos, and I met her through a Facebook group called Sister Power Hustlers sometimes in, like, the spring of last year, and I connected with her before I moved down here to Florida. And The Synergies Authors Club is a faith-based movement for Kingdom authors to give them more exposure because, you know, writer's independence is hard. And being the benefits of being a part of it is that you get a chance to connect with like-minded authors and, you know, authors of the same faith. And just being able to gain more exposure for your books and being able to network, like, we really, really need that, especially, you know, being authors of faith, but we really don't get that much exposure. And Margie also asked me, you know, to become one of the coordinators for the Synergy Authors Club. So right now, you know, we're building a foundation, and of course, you know, it's based upon godly principles, you know, loving and encouraging and supporting each other. You know, events are going to be coming up for the Authors Club. You know, I can't disclose too much.
Okay.
But, you know, definitely if anybody would like to find out more information, you can go on Facebook and go to the fan page. It's Synergy Authors Club. If you would like more information, you can also reach out to me. And, you know, I'm just really excited because, like I said before, you know, authors of the faith, you know, like of the Christian kingdom faith, we, you know, we need more exposure, and it's definitely going to happen, and it really needed for such a time as this.
Okay, okay. Now, you have been a part of a couple collaborations with other authors. Are you working with any authors on any new collaborations?
Yes, it is so many. But, I mean, they're all not at the same time. But I am I'm going to be working on Business of Love 2, Playtime is Over, with Loretta Morris White. You know, we had a chance to do an interview last year, who's, you know, my best friend and business partner. And I also have two books I'm going to be working on with best-selling author Kateri McKnight. That's my best friend and kingdom sister. One is called Recognize Your Anointing. And the other is called Kingdom Business. And I'm also going to be working on a 1940s kind of field book. It's called Jazz and Love with author L.R. Hatfield. She's based out of Topeka, Kansas. So I'm really excited about those collaborations. They're all going to be released, you know, different time frames. And, you know, it definitely takes time when you're working with another author because, you know, we both have different personalities. So I'm excited about those collaborations, and I can't wait for you guys to read it because, you know, all of these authors are awesome, and I all know them on a I know all of them on a personal level, so I'm excited.
Okay. What are the benefits collaborating with other authors, especially for someone new to being an indie author?
The benefits of collaborating with other authors is it's fun. You know, you get to learn different skills of how to do things. You get to learn a new way of, you know, not just working with yourself. And four hands are better than two. And the simple fact that you get to bring different scenarios and takes to a story. Because, you know, each chapter has its own story within it. So being able to get a feel of two different people, but seeing how, you know, you get to work in sync with somebody. And that's the one thing you definitely want to make sure that you and a person mesh well. You just don't want to work with anybody just because, you know, oh, you know, hey, that person is the best on author, so, you know, we will be a good fit. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way. So, you know, you definitely, you know, you get a chance to, like I say, you know, bring different skills and personalities to the storyline, and it's just more fun. And, you know, it's a process that, you know, it's meant to be enjoyable, and being able to enjoy it with someone else is absolutely amazing.
Okay, okay. So are there any other authors that you've never worked with that you admire that you would love to collaborate with?
I would love to collaborate with you.
I hear you, girl. All right, we might have to do something in the series with Sister Pearl.
Hey, no, you never know. Another author I would love to work with would be Devon Franklin. That's someone I admire. I recently just started reading his book, Produced by Faith, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, like a I would say he's like an older version of me, you know, where I desire to, you know, see myself in the next couple of years. So he's definitely one person I would love to work with. And I would think that's, you know, that's about it.
Okay.
I'm already working with some authors that, you know, I truly admire. You know, they may not be, you know, on major platforms, but, you know, definitely can't discredit us independents because we're making things happen over here.
Yes. There are a lot of indie authors really coming into the literary world instead of going the traditional route of using a publishing company. There are a lot. I'm seeing a lot of indie authors, and I think that's a good thing.
It is. It definitely is because there's millions upon billions, not even millions, billions upon billions of people on this earth, and, you know, we all may be writing in the same genre, but the style is never the same. Like, there's a lot of Christian romance authors who I admire, and, you know, they may, you know, just have fiction stories or nonfiction stories, you know, based upon marriage, and, I mean, I always will choose the fiction route. It probably will be a while before I publish a nonfiction story, but I like to say fiction is fun. Nothing to create something from scratch and, you know, really getting to know the character and, like, wow, like, I could really see myself as this character, you know, just putting yourself in his character's shoes. So I think, you know, I will never turn away from fiction. My hashtag is fiction is fun because it really is.
Yes, because you can get creative. I love that. So what else is coming down the pipeline for you in 2017? What's hanging out with you?
Still adjusting to my move to Orlando from New York. So that's something that's definitely going to be down the pipeline. And just stepping more into my purpose and my calling. Because I actually took, like, a little hiatus for a while. You know, like, I don't really see you posting that much online. And so, you know, I'm not one to share my personal business online anyway. So, you know, it's just moments when you just have to step back. And, you know, like, I'm keeping the course of action. I'm just changing my way of getting there. And I'm really at a point where I'm just, you know, really seeking God for his true direction. You know, like, what he really called me and purposed me to do here in the earth realm. So that's where I'm at right now, and I'm definitely just not trying to rush anything. Like I say, writing will always be a passion of mine. Pursuing it long-term or full-time, that's something I ideally see myself doing, but, you know, still encouraging others to release their creative power that God has given them. And, you know, just getting more focused on that and, you know, really being grounded in what my passion and what my purpose is. So that's, you know, I'm just being, you know, transparent and very vulnerable right now. So that's what I just really see myself doing for the rest of 2017. I mean, if opportunity present itself, and of course I'm still going to be working on things, you know, my writing and also branching out more with my coaching. But for the main part, I'm taking care of Shanika, mind, body, and soul.
That's right. You have to take care of you. Absolutely. How can our audience follow you on social media and stay in touch with you and, you know, with things that you got going on?
You can definitely just stay tuned to my social media page for now. You can find me under on my personal page, Shanika N. Canty, or you can follow me on Instagram at Canty Create. And, you know, just stay tuned because, you know, I'm a spur-of-the-moment kind of young woman. So, you know, just stay tuned to my Facebook page and my Instagram page.
Okay. Well, there you guys have it. We have Shanika Canty. You can also check her out on Maya's Showcase. She is a contributing writer. Once a month, we enjoy articles from her, from her heart. So, guys, make sure you follow her and read her articles and buy her books. They're all available on Amazon, so be sure to check her out. Shanika, thank you so much for sitting down with us today on Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Have a, You're so welcome. Have a good one, darling.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.